Live from KQED News, I'm Rachel Miro. A billionaire-backed moderate political advocacy group has gathered enough signatures to put a measure on San Francisco's ballot this November to overhaul local government commissions. KQED's Sydney Johnson has more.
If passed by voters, the measure would amend the city's charter to slash the number of commissions by nearly half, from currently around 115 to a maximum of 65. Together, SF founder Kanishka Chang told a rally that the measure would rein in bureaucracy.
Bringing accountability to where there is little to none right now, and putting the important decisions back in the hands of elected officials and voters, not unaccountable and unelected officials.
The measure would also give the mayor more powers to remove appointed department heads. Supervisor and mayoral candidate Aaron Peskin is also proposing a task force to make recommendations for commission reform. I'm Sydney Johnson, KQED News.
One of the pillars of the Golden State Warriors dynasty is heading to Texas. The team confirmed yesterday that Klay Thompson is leaving. Various news outlets are reporting that Thompson has agreed to a multi-year deal with the Dallas Mavericks, with the Warriors receiving 2 second-round draft picks in return. Thompson was a fan favorite. He played his entire 13-year career with the Warriors, forming the Splash Brothers with backcourt teammate Steph Curry. Longtime Bay Area News Group photographer Jose Carlos Fajardo says Thompson's deadpan manner could make it tricky to get a good shot.
So what I would always do is I would look straight from Klay straight to Steph, because I knew Steph would react over his teammates' baskets.
In a statement, the Warriors said Thompson's Bay Area legacy will live on forever. I'm Rachel Miro, KQED News.